You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
Hey, chiropractors, welcome back. Thanks for joining us for another session today. I'm super excited. We got Dr. Nathan Unruh here. He's been a practicing DC for 23 years, the CEO of Sidecar, the host of the Beyond Bricks podcast, and then the author of four different success books. So quite the resume he's got. I'd love to introduce him. Dr. Nathan, thanks so much for joining us.
Nick, thanks for having me. Appreciate coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. So you obviously have a ton of experience in this space. And I'd really just like to start out with, you know, kind of tell us your background, like tell us your story. How'd you get into the chiropractic space? What kind of led you to this point in your career? You know, obviously you're practicing the sidecar, the podcast, all the things. We'd love to kind of hear how you got here.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I made the decision at age 15 to become a chiropractor. My father's a chiropractor of over 40 years. My brother's a chiropractor. My uncle's a chiropractor. So I didn't know really anything else but chiropractic. Started working in the chiropractic office when I was 15 years old. And so it's always been in my blood. And over the, you know, 23 years, I've owned and operated a number of different offices. And during that period of time, got a lot of bumps and bruises and scars of things that we've done that I wish I would have done differently. And with some of that experience, that's what we've came to the company called Sidecar. And, you know, it was an evening one time, Nick, that I was laying in bed staring at the wall. I think maybe all of us have done that where we see the little red numbers on the clock click from 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2:30. And I'm tossing and turning in bed just really with this anxiety and worry and saying, I'm not happy with where my life was. And is at that point in time when I remember getting out of bed, walking into the bathroom and flipping the light on, seeing my reflection in the mirror going, hey, dude, you can't keep doing it this way. And this is a point in time when my practice was growing. I was working 14 to 16 hours a day, just grinding away. And I said, there's got to be a better way. I'm not happy with my life. And so that's when I started to really pull apart, hey, I need some mentorship. I need some coaching. I need to dive into what does it really mean to be a good business person? Because in school, they taught me to be a good doctor. But I didn't realize that really my first and primary focus needs to be, I'm a small business owner. So what does that mean? And how do I master the art of running a chiropractic business? And so we were trying to solve a problem for my six offices at the time, and it was a billing problem. Our billing was a mess. I had accounts receivable that were increasing. My financial experience in my office wasn't where it needed to be. I was practicing an old model of the 1980s type of chiropractic. And so I had to innovate. I had to quantify new processes and orchestrate new systems and procedures. And so I worked with my crew. Dr. Frank Savinsky was one of my mentors and coaches, Dr. Douglas C. and Dr. Thackeray. And alongside those people, we created Sidecar, which is really a business solutions company for just doctors who want more. And we provide billing to doctors who need that. We provide coaching. We provide marketing services, a profit management service, and different events, as well as IT service for them as well. So really back office solutions for docs.
That's awesome. So kind of giving a range of services to help doctors get some of that burden of the business aspect of things off their plate so they can focus more on the patient care, which is, you know, where the passion lies.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I come across a lot of great doctors, very clinically competent doctors. And their frustration is of, I got putting all this work, this time, this energy, and I should be getting more. Well, teaching them now new business principles and really something that we like to call a life of affluence. And Nick, that life of affluence, as we define it, is a flowing towards an abundant supply of options to live a life that you desire. So key words in that are a flowing towards, which means systems and procedures, having a plan, being intentional with that plan, giving yourself an abundant supply. Well, an abundant supply of what? Maybe it's time. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's people, new patients, to end up living the life that you desire. Many times when people think of the word affluence, they just think of money. Well, to us, it's much more than money. It's really your reputation. It's your experiences. It's your kids' education. Yes, it's your bank accounts. But what are you flowing towards? Because the wonderful thing about chiropractic is we got so many options. We're still, I believe it's still one of the greatest professions ever known to man. And it's only getting better.
Yeah, 100%. And people need it more than ever this day and age. So now, is, I always say now is the best time to be in this space.
I agree. I agree.
So obviously, with Sidecar, with the services that you offer and the coaching and stuff, you work with a lot of doctors. And I guess I'm curious, you know, what are some of the biggest challenges that you see with the doctors that you work with, you know, running their business to make it successful?
Yeah. Well, I think I put it in three buckets, Nick. There's every doctor that comes to us wants more of something, a better life. And it, usually those problems that they fall into three buckets. It's time, money, and people. Time means it's really the currency of experiences. Time of how do I get more out of my time? Getting doctors to understand that their number one product is their time. So how do you set up systems and procedures around time and understanding the value of their time? What are the high value activities they should be doing? And removing the low value activities to create the opportunity to have more impact and serve more people. So time is, we bring solutions for that one thing is time. Money. Money is, you know, doctors want more money. And money's not a dirty word. Profit is nothing more than, you know, is the currency of products rendered. So how do we hold on to our money? How do we manage our money? How do we get real honest about our money? And also billing. A lot of times doctors come to us. That's one of our prime services that we offer is a billing service. How do we really improve the overall financial experience while improving the bottom line to a doctor? And also the teaching and money management strategies. Then the last thing is people. People really is two things. How do I attract more people in my business? How do I understand what a brand is? How do I understand what marketing is? How do I understand what advertising is? And then people also, how do you empower and equip, hire and recruit the right people, the team, and how do you train them? How do you have a development system to really understand that, hey, the team carries the dream and they're our biggest investment we make in our businesses. So how are we setting them up for success? So it's really those three things is that time, money, and people. And then, so we provide our solutions around those three buckets.
Yeah, that's really good insight. You know, out of those three buckets, what's like the most common mistake that they're making in those areas?
Oh, great question, Dick. I think, well, let's pull apart each one. I think the first thing that most people that come to us, they just want more new patients. Nick, in your business, that's probably what you hear a lot too. Just, I want more new people. I want more new people. What we find with time is that very few doctors. Is it a new patient shortage? It's really an operational problem. And so they have as many people coming in the bucket, they got leaving and falling out of the bucket. So how are they setting up really systems and procedures around number one, great mastery of the clinician. So the patient wants great results. Number two, fulfillment. What are the systems and procedures that your business can differentiate not against other chiropractic businesses, but against the last best experience of that person. And then looking at the financial experience, how are you getting the finances right? Because if we mess one of those three things up, people are out the door. So we look at it really is the value chain. Number one, it takes great leadership. How do you lead yourself? How do you understand you are your brand? And how do you be intentional about that? And that involves leadership. Then as you move into looking at operations, what are the operational pieces, the fundamentals of a successful chiropractic business that are around patient-centered care, not doctor-centered care, patient-centered. That's your hours of operation. That's the time in the office. That's the financial experience and the accuracy component. Then as you really tighten down your operations, which we believe your operations is your best marketing tool. That's what's going to create more client attraction. Once you get that down, then you really dive in to experiences. Differentiate yourself on experiences and not things. And so we take doctors through understanding the components of a really replicable, high value experience each and every patient visit. Once you understand that, you differentiate your business from that, you put systems and procedures on that, it moves to the next piece of the value chain, and that's referral. Referrals are still the lifeblood of most chiropractic offices. Now, what does that referral attraction system look like? Then once you get those pieces of that value chain in order, now let's go add some fuel to the fire, and that's advertising. That's the stuff you do, Nick, with the digital marketing. That's whether it's traditional advertising or digital marketing. But every one of those pieces, from leadership to operations to getting the experiences right, the referral systems right, and then advertising. If you have a ding in any one of those, your operation's not going to be as successful as it could be.
Yeah, that's super good insight. Thank you for sharing. One of the things that we also talk about that really plays into that is the educational steps that you take within your procedures and your workflows in the office. You know, usually your best patients are the ones that are more familiar with how chiropractic care benefits their health overall, because there's a huge knowledge gap, right, between people that are looking for healthcare services and they want to make their health, overall health better and their life better. And the impact that the spine has on making all of that happen. So putting in the policies and procedures with you and your team to use the right language and give them the right educational material to create lifelong patients and help, you know, close the holes in your bucket to keep those patients longer. I think you're exactly right when you say, you know, a lot of offices don't have a new patient problem. They have more of a retention problem. Usually it's not too challenging to get and fill your bucket with new people. As long as you can retain people, you're going to see that growth that you want to see in your practice in the long term.
I totally agree. And I think that there's a really a misnomer that, you know, if people knew what we knew, what we know, they'd do what we do. Well, that's not really the case. I mean, we see that in all aspects of life. I mean, people know cigarette smoking is bad for them, but a lot of people still smoke cigarettes. People know that, you know, being overweight is not good for them, but they still have their behavior. So how do we meet that patient where they are? Because here's the reality, Nick. Patients always show up for the right reasons. And it's theirs. It's not ours. So how do we meet them? Show empathy. Show compassion. Give them our solutions in a simple way. And really what that takes is us getting better as doctors at being better communicators. And being better communicators is not just the words we say. Because when we look at the communication hierarchy, 55% of our communication is our body language. 38% is our tone of voice. And only 7% is the written or spoken word. So when we look at that, how are we communicating what we're doing? How are we looking at truly why is that patient showing up? What is limiting their life? How do we communicate in a customized way just to that individual, only exactly what they need? And then as we gain trust, we gain that familiarity, then we can go deeper in that relationship and develop that relationship so that they may see other benefits to chiropractic care. But we also got to be okay with them only choosing us for their immediate need. And so once we change that perception of that and how we're delivering that and how we're beginning to be better communicators at what we do based upon what the patient needs, that's when we can really see our practices start to flourish.
Yeah, I love that. That's again, really great insight. So, you know, all that said, you know, you see a lot of these challenges, you see these mistakes, you know, for the chiropractors that are the most successful, what's kind of like that common denominator? What's the thing that the most successful doctors that you see, what are they doing right that gets them to where they want to be with their practice?
Yeah, great question. I look at it as a formula, and it's really the H3 formula. And what H stands for is number one, heart, number two, humility, and number three, hustle. The most successful doctors that we come across have those three elements. Number three, heart. Heart represents I'm willing to give more than I get. I am going to make sure that I am a clinical master in using the art of science, what we do, coupled with empathy, and then bring in really what's missing in healthcare called compassion. And there's a great book called Compassionomics that really pulls that apart. But really give more than you get. That's what the number one thing. Number two, humility. Humility is the doctors that come and say, I don't know what I don't know. They're coachable. They have a high change-o-meter, meaning they're willing to change. They're willing to be vulnerable. They're willing to be coached. Even some of the doctors that have some of the most successful practices, I'm always humbled by watching them say, well, how do I get it 1% better? That's humility. The doctors that don't do so well think they already have it all figured out and they're not coachable. So staying humble and really being willing to learn. And then the last one, hustle. You know, the doctors that are willing to do the work. And Nick, they call it work for a reason, because it works. So if you put the work in and you really look at putting the work in, changing my mindset, making sure I'm willing to give more than I get, and then making sure I'm just working hard, but working hard on high value activities, not low value activities.
Yeah, setting the priorities right. So you know, what should you be spending that time on? And yes, then what you should be delegating to your team or partners, you know, all those type of things.
Yeah.
Well, this has been really great insight, Dr. Nathan. You know, if anybody had questions about any of the material you discussed, any of your services or your coaching group, you know, what kind of resources do you have available for them and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, I would encourage them, go out to our website. It's sidecaredge.com, sidecaredge.com. In on our website, there's an area on the upper part, right-hand corner of the site called resources. Just click on the resource page right there. There's a number of resources, and those resources can help get you some clarity around where you're at in your business. It may be, where are you struggling? Is it the time? Is it the money? Is it the people piece? And there's a number of different audits. There's some downloads to our books. There's some resources there that you can start to use immediately. And then that also gives you the opportunity to reach out to us. And we'd love to have a conversation to see where you're at and see how we can help you.
That sounds excellent. I'll make sure I get those links from you. We'll include those in the show notes. So if you're listening or watching, definitely check out Sidecar. Check out the Beyond Breaks podcast. Get the books. Check out the resources. Super valuable information there. Again, Dr. Nathan, thank you so much for spending your time with us today, giving us some valuable insights. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see you guys all next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.